Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleutianerkamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Casey Kelly. This week on AK, salvage. For more than 30 years, Dan Magone has run around Alaska bailing out vessels in distress. In the process, he's developed a multi-million dollar marine salvage business and reputation. Magone is a daredevil to some and a savior to others. But now he's the one being saved. Facing rising debt, Magone is selling his shop in Unalaska to a larger company. It's enough to keep the lights on, but as KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, it's going to be a big adjustment for the man at the center of Alaska's salvage industry.
The international port of Dutch Harbor is organized chaos. For all the vessels and cargo that are constantly moving through, it's pretty orderly. Until you make it down the road to Magone Marine. Magone Marine's shipyard takes up 1,200 feet of coastline, mostly covered in scrap metal and the guts of old fishing boats. When owner Dan Magone strides out into the yard, it's a pretty jarring contrast. Magone is neat and trim.
Hi.
Oh, hey!
But he's proud of what he's built. Until now, Magone says his business stood alone.
There's nobody like Magone Marine who's actually, you know, taken and converted barges and boats into salvage vessels and has the capability of getting up to these remote sites with equipment. And so so that's the story. It's just now it's starting to change.
It's changing because Magone sold his business to Resolve Marine Group of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He went into debt spending millions of dollars to upgrade his fleet. It took a long time and a lot of money to get the ships to comply with new safety codes. Magone realized he couldn't do it alone. So now, Magone Marine is called Resolve Magone Marine Group, and Magone's rusty shipyard is suddenly crowded with shiny new vessels sent up from the south.
This vessel is the Resolve Pioneer. She's 207-foot long anchor-handling tug supply vessel.
That's Todd Duke. Duke's a director for Resolve, and he's been sent up along with some spill response equipment, a heavy barge, and this ice-class tugboat. Duke says he's in town to help get the new partnership set up.
A lot of my job is just to look and collect information.
And a lot of that information is about Alaska. Resolve doesn't have a ton of experience in the region, and they're still trying to figure out what equipment they'll need. But some of the intelligence is about Magone himself.
He tells some stories that quite personally scare me. You know, like living on the beach in an ice storm, you know, that's not for me.
Duke's talking about a salvage job Magone Marine did in Accutan a few years back. Magone remembers it well.
This is the Icy Mist wreck.
It was a fishing vessel that ended up on the rocks.
And when it wrecked, you couldn't get on the beach because it was too rough down there and there's no place to, so you couldn't get a boat in there and you couldn't land a helicopter.
So every day, Magone's men rappelled down a cliff to the job site. He shows me a picture of himself in a harness and hard hat.
Time to go to work.
But as Magone tells it, that's nothing compared to some of his other jobs. He salvaged vessels that no one thought could be saved. He lashed together two longliners in a pinch to double as an emergency response vessel.
You know, we towed an old Navy tanker into Dutch Harbor backwards in the middle of the night one time because we didn't have anything else. But now that Resolve's involved with this, you know, then they've got, you know, adequate equipment to handle the bigger tows, and we'll handle the smaller stuff.
Magone's going to use his own ships, but he's going to have a lot of other resources at his disposal, courtesy of Resolve. Joe Farrell runs Resolve Marine Group. He says he's wanted to expand into Alaska for a while, but he had to find the right partner. When his friend Magone wanted to sell, it seemed like a perfect match.
Dan and I really seem to have married each other in our backgrounds in terms of, you know, taking something from nothing and making it into something.
Magone started out as a commercial diver. Farrell was just a tugboat operator in the early days. But as the business grew into Resolve Marine Group, Farrell says he stopped having to do all the work himself. Magone Marine, for the most part, just stayed Magone.
The difference between Dan and I is I've had the ability to have a lot more talent available to me in terms of down here, we'll say in the lower 48.
There's a lot of turnover in Unalaska. People come and go. Magone is one of the few constants, and he doesn't delegate. That's why at 61 years old, he's still going out on rescue jobs. Life still consists of
a lot of wild nights climbing up onto ships and saying, okay, you know, show me the problem. Where does it hurt?
And that's why Joe Farrell is sending Magone some relief. Along with fancy tugboats and barges, Magone is getting a new staff of emergency responders. They'll rotate in and out of town, but they'll all be trained to resolve standards. Magone will still be the boss. The jobs that come across his desk will still be big and risky. That's just Western Alaska. But now, Magone won't have to be the one to take the risks. He's not about to go soft, though. As he closes up the office for the day, Magone tells me he's headed off to the city pool to do his swimming routine.
So I do a half a dozen crawl strokes, and then I do a half a dozen laps, or maybe a lap and a half underwater with fins.
It helps prepare him for diving jobs, but it's also good exercise, and that's something Magone's picky about. He's not a natural runner, and he says he feels silly on a bike. The water, though, he doesn't mind one bit. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.